says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the program, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. Paul Fromm and George in Maryland are with us here on February 21st, 2017. And we hope you'll be with us, too, with your live phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And the first, I'd like to say hello and welcome to Paul and George. Paul, thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on, and it's always good to help co-host this. And I must say, for picking up my disinformation from CNN, assuming they're telling me half of what they're telling me is true, I'm very encouraged by the way Donald Trump is moving so quickly to deliver at least part of the immigration reform program, particularly dealing with the illegals. He's come right back at it today with new guidelines. They're going to start off with the criminals, and there are many, many, many of them. They're going to need help in many cases from local police, from the state troopers, and from sheriffs. The priority is going to be people who've been convicted, and there are many of those, or charged. They're going to turf them first. There may be some respite for those people who came as tiny children illegally. But all of them are subject to deportation. They're simply prioritizing. And he's sticking to it despite the howls. Up here in the Dominion of Canada, one of the goofiest decisions to come along in a long time was taken last night by the city of Montreal. They've declared themselves a sanctuary city. And there are over 50,000 illegals in Montreal, so they'll all be scarfing up welfare and getting government services, and the police won't be able to turn them over to the immigration department if they pick them up for a criminal violation or something like that. It is just madness. But I guess our problem is your gain, because this is all being done in a spiteful, politically correct spirit of, well, we're going to show Donald Trump, we're going to stick this one up his nose. we're going to stick it up his nose. We're actually going to miss his nose and end up gouging out our own eye with this nonsense. But I was very encouraged that Donald Trump is sticking to it and is delivering. And that's what I think is really energizing the base, the people who voted for him.
Yes. And the speaking of news from Canada, a public relations firm, the largest in the world, Richard Edelman, released polling data that shows that the government, including Justin Trudeau, is less trusted by the Canadian people by a lot compared with a year ago and earlier. So trust in the establishment government right now in your country, Paul, is really dropping.
Yeah.
And I take a personal interest in this. Richard Edelman married a nice white girl named Walrath. who he subsequently divorced, but they were married for the longest time. And Edelman's a very wealthy billionaire, and his company very valuable. But he divorced my cousin, Ann Walrath. That's my middle name, Walrath. And we derive that name from Palatine German immigrants who left the Rhineland Palatinate and were brought to America on British royal ships, actually. There's a town in New York called Palatine, New York, that they settled in the Mohawk Valley. And we might talk about that Edelman poll showing good news in Canada. Your countrymen are listening to you, Paul. And another big deal coming up that we ought to pay attention to is the Conservative Political Action Conference, which starts on Thursday in Washington, D.C., and there'll be some big deals, some big aspects to this. I'm very glad that Milo Yiannopoulos got canceled as he was going to be a speaker there, and I think that was going to be a tremendous distraction from the real event, which is that Donald Trump will be speaking at CPAC on, let's get our time right here, boy, do I wish I were going to be there. I'll have to check with Bill Johnson and see whether he is going to be there. I have attended previously with Bill. Donald Trump will speak at 10:20 in the morning on Friday. And that is going to be something. And it gets even more special. As I say, Yiannopoulos would be a real distraction from this. He will be followed in the Potomac Ballroom by Nigel Farage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, very nice. And so that'll be, to me, that's going to be the real big deal, and I'm sure for everybody there at CPAC. And there'll be some other little things happening, but folks, just to put this in context, the Conservative Political Action Conference is an annual event, usually takes place at the end of February, and it involves 10,000 attendees. It's the largest conservative political event of the year by quite a bit. And it's sort of a who's who of conservatism is there. All sorts of booths. They take over two entire hotels. When they do this, they frequently use the Omni Shoreham Hotel. And sort of everybody who's anybody is there. And this should be quite a really wonderful moment for Donald Trump. Also featured at this CPAC will be Stephen Bannon. So that'll be very special. And so they will dominate the news. That CPAC event is going to dominate the news these next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Let me just check here our call-in board and see if we've got anybody who wants to get on the air yet. I don't see any calls right now. Oh, we do. Andy in Texas, you're on the air, Andy.
Well, hi, gentlemen. It's nice to talk to you again. You know, I kind of have a platform I've been going with for the last couple of days, and, we're talking about all this extreme vetting that needs to happen with these Middle Eastern people coming over from them seven countries and whatnot. I think that Donald Trump needs to do something about extreme vetting of our representatives and our senators and stuff. I think we need full disclosure on all these guys. I think they need to run around their states before they're elected to every city, every state. They got a year before they run for it. And they need to be vetted by the people, the town hall meetings and whatnot. And I think with the awakening that's going on right now, this is a perfect time to implement this. We also need to see full disclosure of where they're getting their money from, how they got their money. They need to be full disclosed. They need to let us know who they are. Because I really believe that a lot of these people are being rused by our federal government to run for these offices so they can continue their platforms that they got going on with this shadow government and this New World Order and stuff. And I think this is just something that's most valuable and stuff. So we're talking about vetting these immigrants coming in, which is awesome. I agree. I believe they need to have that done because we don't want criminals or terrorists coming in our country.
Yeah, Andy, that vetting is called elections. And what Donald Trump, the shock, of course, of 2016 is Donald Trump, one man, got in. What will 2018 look like? All 435 U.S. congressmen have to run again. And this Donald Trump changes everything. So there will be extreme vetting. It'll be that election of 2018. And the standards, much, much higher. People will be using the yardstick. Are you supporting our president? Are you helping our president? So that all 435 congressmen will be held up against that standard. So 2018 should be a tremendously interesting election. Donald Trump enters, of course, he enters with a majority in the Senate and a clear majority in the House. And that, let's hope that it gets even better in terms of Republican versus Democrat numbers in 2018. But let's hope even further, due to extreme vetting, that we have fewer of the John McCain type people and more of what we heard yesterday, which was, it made my day yesterday, it made my week, which is to hear Rand Paul really endorsing Donald Trump. Paul, I think that's a really important development in the unfolding here of the Trump administration.
Yes. Oh, and go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Andy. Round out your thought.
No. I think the Paul's relatively endorsing. Ron Paul hasn't quite endorsed him enough, but he says some very good things about Donald Trump so far. So I get that.
Did you hear what he said yesterday, Andy?
I did not hear what he said on Monday. I heard what he said on Sunday.
Okay, but what we put over the air yesterday was a ringing endorsement of Donald Trump. In domestic policy and in foreign policy, Rand Paul has had an epiphany. He has changed his mind about Donald Trump. He really likes the man, and he likes his policy. So this is huge, and it was the best news I had yesterday.
And I saw that coming on Sunday based on his Sunday performance on the news shows there and stuff. I saw that. But what I was really getting at here is that, I mean, we need to know who these people are. When I said vetting of our representatives and our senators and whatnot, we really need to know who these people are, because our federal government and this New World Order BS, if you will, they have the means to go and ruse these people to run for office, knowing that they're going to get what they want out of them when they get there. I mean, really, we only know about a handful of senators and representatives. We don't know the rest. And there's 535 of these people.
Yeah, well, Andy, that's our job. I mean, if we don't know who we're electing, that's our fault. And so this is going to be this upcoming election in 2018. People are going to be looking much more closely, in a much more powerful microscope at every senator and congressman and all your state offices. By the way, more very good news. In the last several years, the Democratic Party has actually had a net loss of 1,200 elected seats in state legislatures, state senates, governorships, 1,200 net loss. This is really good news. And this is, go ahead.
But is it good news? I mean, really, do we know who these people are that beat out these Democrats? Do we know them? Do we know who they are? Do we know where they got their money from? Do we know what their purpose being in there
is? Yes, we do.
I mean, we're talking about extreme vetting. We're not talking about vetting them. We want to extreme vet them.
Well, Andy, that's what we do as citizens. That's our job, is to go to the town halls, look at the paperwork on these people, and so on. So, and we have organizations that do this. CPAC, that's going to be having their meeting this week. That's what they do. They rate the congressmen. They rate the senators. So, yeah, we're not flying blind. And what we're doing, what's really great, is that patriots in America are really awakened. Understandably, we were discouraged during 8 years of Obama's administration. I think a lot of people went fishing in those 8 years, rather than have to deal with the crud that we had for those 8 years. So, Andy, thank you for your call, and keep up the good work there in Texas. Thank you. The let us George, haven't heard from you yet.
Just kind of soaking it all in, James. A particularly good article on RBN. A 16-point common sense things that America needs to do, like abolish the income tax, abolish the Federal Reserve. At the end, it has a nice, fabulous list of a whole lot of federal agencies they'd like to abolish. I'd like to abolish. Abolish, abolish, abolish. We can't do it fast enough.
Yes, indeedy. And the, of course...
Well, you can read the list. Quick one. How about Department of Agriculture, Department of Education, Health and Human Services, HUD, Labor, Transportation, Interior, Federal Highway Administration, Federal Housing Administration. It goes on and on and on. I have my feelings about it. I think America would do good with federal government about one-tenth the size that it is now. But, you know, civil servants, having been one, they're not evil. Trying to make a living and survive. If the government offers you a job, you take it. And that was an operative phrase of my family in the 70s and 80s. God, if you get offered a federal job, drop everything and take it. Why? Do we all want to become professional bureaucrats and dominate? No. It's that America's been hollowed out and eaten out from the inside. We all know it. And that's, right now, it's one of the best forms of employment available. It's counterproductive. So Mr. Trump can make he can make the civil service something that would be positive as a weapon. But, yeah, the immense federal bureaucratic apparatus should be about one-tenth as big as it is now. Offer retirements to everyone who's been in over 10 years. So, yeah, it says Evan Hyde taking down the deep state. It's on the RBN rolling news list. Outstanding article.
Well, here's one. Here's one we're happy to see being brought in, and that is Donald Trump appointed today his national security advisor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. Let's listen to Donald Trump introducing his new national security advisor. Let me see here. I've got a
weekend, very diligently, very hard, that General H.R. McMaster will become the national security advisor. He's a man of tremendous talent and tremendous experience. I watched and read a lot over the last 2 days. He is highly respected by everybody in the military, and we're very honored to have him. He also has known for a long time General Keith Kellogg, who I also have gotten to know, and he's...
Let me do something just for a moment here.
Working together. And Keith is going to be chief of staff. And I think that combination is something very, very special. I met with many other people. Tremendous respect for the people I met with. I know John Bolton, we're going to be asking to work with us in a somewhat different capacity. John is a terrific guy. We had some really good meetings with him. Knows a lot. Has a good number of ideas that I must tell you I agree very much with. So we'll be talking to John Bolton in a different capacity. And we'll be talking to some of the other generals that I've met that I have really, really gained a lot of respect for. So I think with that, I'd like to ask HR to say a couple of words. I'd like to ask Keith to say a couple of words. And then I'll see you back in Washington. We're leaving right now for Washington and the White House. General?
Mr. President, thank you very much. I'd just like to say what a privilege it is to be able to continue serving our nation. I'm grateful to you for that opportunity, and I look forward to joining the national security team and doing everything I can to advance and protect the interests of the American people. Thank you very much, sir.
You're going to do a great job. General?
Mr. President, thank you for the
General
opportunity
Kellogg.
To continue to serve. Very honored by it. Very privileged
by it. Take a little bit of a break right here.
Honored
and come back with General Kellogg.
H.R. McMaster
right
for years as well. He's a great statesman. He's a great soldier. Thank you, sir.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy
looking
for a place to do my thing.
You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon, and we were just hearing the voices of newly appointed National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and of newly appointed Chief of Staff of the United States National Security Council, retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who is 72 years old, I think. Let me look here. Yes, and General McMaster is a younger man, 54 years old. So I'm sure he's active duty Lieutenant General now, coming on as the National Security Advisor. And let's just listen to their voices here for just a moment, if we can. Let me just see here. I just have a little squidgen of audio left. I think they're seated at Mar-a-Lago, and a little bit of elevator music going in the background there. Couldn't figure it out. But here we go. They're just seated on a couch there at Donald Trump's winter White House.
You're going to do a great job.
That was General McMaster. Here's Kellogg.
General, Mr. President, thank you for the opportunity to continue to serve. I'm very honored by it, very privileged by it, and I'm very honored and privileged to serve alongside H.R. McMaster, who I've known for years as well. He's a great statesman, a great soldier. Thank you, sir.
And so are you. Thank you very much. What a team.
Sure. This is a great team. We're very, very honored Our country is lucky to have two people like this. And frankly, after having met so many of the people in the military, we're lucky to have all of them. So thank you all very much. I'll see you back in Washington. We're leaving now. Thank you.
There we go. So that was today. And we'll see Donald Trump most excitingly on Friday when he will be speaking. And I'll tell you, the House, it will be packed. There will be people will be packed like sardines in the Potomac room to hear Donald Trump at 10:20 on Friday.
What a difference a year makes, eh?
Yeah.
What a
yeah.
difference. Hey, James and Paul, think of H.L. Mencken's famous description of the presidency, that one day, gloriously, America's president will be a complete moron. No, we've had like four or five of them. Now we have a really good man as a president, and the other side's going crazy.
Yes. Let's review a little bit more of the good news here. We've talked about the security of President Trump, and here's a nice, just maybe serendipity, but however this came about, the current director of the Secret Service, Joseph Clancy, who was appointed by Obama in 2015, has tendered his resignation. And the good news there for all of us is I don't know the merits or demerits of Joseph Clancy, but I do know it'll be wonderful for Donald Trump to be able to now pick his own director of Secret Service. And that's going to be that'll really help his him secure his own security with his own man running the Secret Service, which is no small potatoes. He will be directing 7,000 members of the Secret Service. So and that bodes very well for the next 8 years. 7,000 people working directly under a Donald Trump personal hand pick to protect our president. That's a piece of good news. It came out just today. And here's the one, Paul, on what's going on in Canada. Populist anger is moving politics in Canada. In a recent Edelman poll, only 43% of Canadians say they trust their government, down from 53% a year earlier. And 80% of Canadians feel the country's elites are out of touch. These findings in the so-called trust barometer, the Edelman Trust Barometer Survey, conducted annually by public relations firm, and this is the largest PR firm in the world, Edelman, is the first time in 17 years that Canada has joined the ranks of distruster countries, in which more than half of the citizens say they distrust their own civic institutions. We'll come back to that and Paul's comment right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. Let's go back to this story, Paul. The Canadians, let me see if I can't find the exact story here. It says that the decline in numbers in Canada, Paul, is most likely because of what is unfolding in the U.S. This is being reported here on at cbc.ca. What is unfolding in the U.S. before and after Trump's election? We saw a year in which the media and the people inside the political bubble had failed to anticipate Brexit, and failed to anticipate Trump. And I think that people out there are noticing, these pollsters say, that so there you go. Good news there in Canada, Paul.
Yeah, and Canadians have tended to be awfully complacent and trusting, and it's very good to see people waking up and realizing that much of our political leadership has betrayed us. Got a good example of that here in the province of Ontario just today. We've been fighting a motion brought forth by a radical Muslim in the federal House of Commons condemning Islamophobia and calling for a committee to study measures to suppress it. Well, that's an obvious free speech issue. We've been fighting that, but now in the province of Ontario on the provincial level, a newly elected provincial member of the provincial parliament, she's a liberal, said she's going to bring forth an anti-Islamophobia Colby resolution. And the leader of our Progressive Conservative Party, the opposition, has decided he'll support it because there's no place for hate. Now, these people are dumber than dishwater. Fear of Muslims or aversion even to Muslims, it's not the same thing as hate. But even if it were hate, hate's an emotion, hate's an opinion. You should have a right to it. And you know, in the province of Ontario, our lesbian premier has so ruined things economically with a huge carbon tax. Our electricity bills are going through the roof. The next election, which will come next year, should be a golden opportunity for the Conservatives. There's a huge sentiment to throw the Liberal bombs out. The Premier has a positive rating of only 15%. It's the Conservative leaders to lose. And yet, he's in favor of a carbon tax, and he's against Islamophobia. You throw up your hands and just wonder, you know? It's as if some Conservatives just want to lose.
Yeah. Well,
and that's why Trump is so encouraging. And I think a lot, you wouldn't believe how people are coming out of the woodwork in the case of that motion before the federal parliament. And that's like a sense of the Congress type of motion. It's not a legislation, but what we fear will happen is one in a few months' time, if it's passed, then they will come back and say, well, we need. We need legislation and measures to combat Islamophobia, and they'll say. And of course, it's hard to disagree with that. Then, if the House of Commons has overwhelmingly condemned Islamophobia, I mean, be careful. Apparently, motherhood issues you endorse because they'll come back and bite you. According to this Liberal MP. Who's introduced this motion? She's tied to radical groups like the Muslim Brotherhood. She's had over 50,000 emails, and she's boo-hoo-hooing the hate, the nastiness, and so she's gotten police protection, and she told her staff to close the door of her constituency office when she leaves. And because she's afraid for their safety and not to answer the phone. Well, I mean, what sort of office is it if they're not open and they won't answer the phone? But, I mean, there's a lot of self-serving drama on that. But if she's even half right about the number of people who've reacted, people are really getting are sick and tired of being pushed around. Last week on 48 hours' notice, they had a meeting in Toronto, a rally against this particular piece of legislation. It attracted 1,200 people on 48 hours' notice. You know, it's not quite up there with the Trump phenomenon, but the dispossessed majority is beginning to feel its Cheerios and fight back. It's mostly due to Donald Trump, in my opinion.
Well, very, very good. Encouraging. Now, here is this is a report published today on The Hill, and let's see what it is here. It's pretty interesting. Steve Bannon is going to be speaking at CPAC, and he's actually going to be on the same panel with Reince Priebus. The two of them are listed together which one they're listed. I'll find it for you in just a moment, but. Here's a story that involves Steve Bannon and Reince Priebus. Breitbart puts Priebus on notice. Ooh, what's this? Breitbart News, the populist right-wing website once led by President Trump's chief strategist, Stephen Bannon, published a blistering report today, Tuesday, blaming Chief of Staff Reince Priebus for administration stumbles and speculating that his time in the White House may be short. Matthew Boyle, Breitbart's Washington political editor, citing unnamed sources close to the president, reported that Priebus may be next on the chopping block. The unnamed sources in the report allege, I'm only paying attention to this because it's at Breitbart, that's Bannon's organization, so to me, this is reliable. The unnamed sources in the report allege that Priebus is responsible for the rocky rollout and legal troubles that have ensnared the president's executive action that temporarily bans people from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S., as well as suspends refugee resettlement. The Breitbart sources said Priebus was brought into the White House for his connections to Capitol Hill and is therefore responsible for the slow pace of cabinet confirmations and the early reluctance by GOP lawmakers to tackle Trump's big-ticket initiatives. And they blamed Priebus for the damaging leaks coming out of the White House. One unnamed Breitbart source described the leakers as a network of sleeper cells and said, this is pretty scorching, folks, that Priebus knows who the offenders are but has refused to do anything about them. Oh, that's...
Well, James, this proves our friend in Wisconsin, he is correct. So, Bill, you can call up and you can beat me over the head. I'm not a big Reince Priebus fan. I think he's Rice Krispies. But, you know, Donald Trump, one of the tactics he does, he brings in all the people from the usual sources. He has, people that will point the finger and say, you're a neocon. Or you're this and that, people that we think that really shouldn't be there. But he finesses it. He brings these folks in and lets them discredit themselves. I personally think he does this deliberately. And what he ends up doing, it's very much in his favor, but it tortures all of us while he's doing it. Because we're going, oh, no, you're not going to put Newt Gingrich, are you? You're not going to give it to, you know, what's his name from Utah or whatever. Reince Priebus as the chief of staff. If it turns out he is the guy and he is the leak and all this other stuff, well, wouldn't that be good, James? We'll wake up on a Tuesday morning one day and we have this crucifixion of Reince Priebus. He did all of it. And then Trump brings in one of his own men and said, well, I tried. I extended my hand to the mainstream GOP and you bit it. And now I'm going to go with my way.
Well, they have more detail here. This is one of those kind of hot stories here, as I say, because the source is why it's a hot story. Let me scroll down here a little bit. Let's see here. Priebus knows who the offenders are, but has refused to do anything about them. Let me scroll up a little bit more here. All of this could derail Trump's presidency if he doesn't fix it soon and quickly bring in someone new as chief of staff who can smooth out the rocky start and get things back on track, Boyle wrote. This is Matthew Boyle. He's the Washington correspondent for Breitbart. The broadside against Priebus and his allies, including White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, comes amid, listen to this, ongoing reports of a power struggle between competing spheres of influence within the White House. There is a seemingly daily struggle playing out in anonymously sourced media reports between the Bannon and Priebus camps in the White House over whose political power is on the rise. Who is to blame for missteps and who might become a casualty of Trump's management style? And so there you go. That's a story like this I would normally disregard. Because it seemed, but considering the source, no, I'm not going to disregard this. This is coming right out of Breitbart. They're not going to throw something out there that's just a hand grenade. Bannon has brought several former Breitbart news reporters into the White House with him. And by the way, concerning the CPAC that will be unfolding Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Breitbart is sprinkled throughout that event. A lot of the panels are going to be emceed by Breitbart personnel. So a lot of Breitbart going on there. And I'm also happy Milo Yiannopoulos, who was dumped as a speaker at CPAC, I think that was a good move. He also resigned today in any connection with Breitbart. I think this is also helpful. I think Yiannopoulos turned himself into a distraction. And let's see. Over the weekend, Breitbart ran a story featuring prominent conservatives like Sean Hannity and Ann Coulter praising Trump advisor Stephen Miller. So this is interesting, and this pertains to, you know, our concern. We want Trump to be Trump, and we want his administration to be just as hard-hitting as his campaigns have been, and we don't want his anybody trying to mollify or soften his message in there. So it looks like there's a battle going on, and between Bannon and Priebus, and oddly, the two men are on the same panel in this CPAC. So we should have some really interesting stuff, audio for you folks, because all that CPAC stuff is broadcast, is simulcast, or is streamed. So we'll have all that for you in these upcoming Trump phenomenon shows. Should make for some great stuff. Breitbart's report is further evidence, writes The Hill, that key figures in the national populist movement would love to see Priebus jettisoned from the president's inner circle.
How about that?
Multiple sources close to President Trump with internal knowledge of White House operations told Breitbart News on Monday night, last night, that the buck stops with Priebus when it comes to the botched rollout of the executive order temporarily banning travel to the U.S. from seven nations and halting the refugee program. So, boy, you looks pretty pretty interesting. Let's go. Let's look at the latest from Donald Trump himself in his tweets. He's got a tweet. 6 hours ago, his most recent tweet, I believe. Let me just check on this. 3 hours ago, the so-called angry crowds in home districts of some Republicans are actually, in numerous cases, planned out by liberal activists. Sad, writes Donald Trump 3 hours ago. And then 6 hours ago, he tweets, Americans overwhelmingly oppose sanctuary cities, and he links to an article at this very same website we're on, thehill.com, and the title of that is An Overwhelming Majority of Americans Believe That Cities That Arrest Illegal Immigrants for Crimes Should Be Required to Turn Them Over to Federal Authorities.
Me too.
Yeah, it's 80%. 80% of the public says lock them up.
Right.
Or turn them over to the Federals. Let's go to our callers here. We've got William in Montana on the phone. William, welcome.
Hello?
Come in. Yes, William, you're on the air.
Yeah. Well, my friends over in Moscow, they took this story a little bit deeper, and they started naming names. You know, in the Breitbart piece, it said Priebus wasn't cooperative in naming the leak, but the Russian press has this nailed down, and they were not they were bold, and they said Kate Walsh, the deputy chief of staff, you know, the one that works with Ryan Priebus every day, she was a major never Trumper, and she has many connections with Washington Post and the New York Times, and she was using that. She was using that during the election to try to keep Trump from becoming a nominee. Now, and she has been very outspoken, and they pointed the finger at her and said, "There's not only the wish or the motive, but there's also the intimate connections to the press." And so they nailed it right there. And I'm sure over the next little bit, we're going to find out that is what is really being talked about. And Ryan Priebus was really, you know, they said that was bad news from every way you can think about it.
But now,
you
know? William,
yes.
Boy, did I miss this story. Spell Kate Walsh's name. How do you spell that?
It is spelled W-A-L-S-C-H, Walsh.
W-A-L-S-C-H, okay, Walsh.
W-A-L-S-C-H, and she is the deputy chief of staff. She's next in charge after Reince Priebus. And she was a bold never-Trumper. She said, you know, if Trump gets in there, we are finished. And she was using all of those press connections to try to trip him up every which way during the election.
Okay. I'm looking, you know, this is really unusual and very interesting to actually have another country, in this case the Russians, who are, you know, they're, you know, they've got their ears out, and for them to detect this is wild.
I have one other,
Well, hang on, we've got some music here. We'll come back after the music.
I've got another thing that it's also.
We'll be right after the music, William. Hang on.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks, and William in Montana has got the story of the evening. We only have a minute left, so let me read it, William. Here it is. This is at the Gateway Pundit. White House Deputy Chief of Staff and never Trumper, the source of leaks. Let me read it here. Great to find this, William. Got News reported Sunday that one of the primary sources of the series of leaks that were designed to undermine the Trump administration and his presidency have been coming from none other than Never Trumper Kate Walsh, W-A-L-S-H. She is being investigated as one of the primary persons of interest that have been distributing highly confidential information to sources such as the failing New York Times and others. When the Gateway Pundit reached out to Got News founder Charles Johnson for comment on the story, he said that it was 100% reliable. I'm unwilling to reveal the primary White House sources, he said, but Walsh was behind the leaks. And then more quotes. Everyone knows not to talk to her in the White House unless you want to see it in print, says a source close to the president. The only question is whether or not she's doing it at the behest of Reince Priebus or if she's doing it to advance herself in D.C. media circles. One source in particular stands out. Walsh is close to Maggie Haberman, a New York Times reporter who wrote fawning pro-Republican National Committee stories during the presidential election. Walsh has also planted stories in the Washington Post and Politico.
The amazing things, James, is that this was known to me 3 days ago because the Russian press, they go on to this. It goes on for 2.5 hours where they revealed all of this, and nobody
now, get
was talking
this,
about
get
it
this.
Here.
William, let me put this. This is juicy, folks. Walsh has significant access as she controls the president's schedule. There's also reportedly a trove of emails where Katie Walsh and Reince Priebus discuss how to rid themselves of Trump, according to a former Never Trump consultant. Quote, the president and his allies have been deliberately feeding her, Katie Walsh, fake information in order to find her network, says a source close to the president's family. It's been going well. Wow, folks. So they, you know how that's done. And wow. So,
yeah,
folks, we're
there, this there are other people in the very close to the president, probably as close as you can get, like naming Pence. That have also been leading the charge to make sure that this whole thing doesn't go down. I mean, this goes to the highest levels. This isn't just assistant who's calling out to the Washington Post.
Well, this is Katie Walsh. Yeah, I mean this is Katie Walsh. This is a deputy assistant. She's in charge of the schedule. She's an assistant to Reince Priebus. So yes, and she controls the president's schedule. This is humongous. It's huge, and we're going to hear more about this tomorrow for sure.
Whoa, Paul, wow, that's big.
Yeah, and it's wonderful news because, wow, smoked out the rat. I love it. They're planting information. this is going to be funny when it unfolds.
Yeah,
we'll see
thanks,
you all
James.
Tomorrow. We'll give you the update tomorrow. Thank you for the story of the night. See you tomorrow, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.